The Supreme Court has struck down a $145 million verdict against State Farm Mutual Insurance Company for its handling of a car accident claim. The court said that excessive damages violate the constitutional right to due process. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The case involved a man named Curtis Campbell, who sued State Farm because of the way it handled a 1981 car accident in which he was involved. Campbell said State Farm had encouraged him to go to court to fight a lawsuit stemming from the accident, a suit he later lost, and misled him about his liability in the case. Campbell, who is now deceased, took the insurance company to court and was awarded $1 million in compensatory damages, as well as $145 million in punitive damages. Yesterday, the court struck down the award. The ruling is a big boost for U.S. businesses, which frequently complain about out-of-control jury verdicts against big companies. Robin Conrad is a senior vice president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
I don't think the business community could be more pleased with the outcome of this decision. The court addressed a spectrum of issues that had been plaguing the business community for some time.
The decision yesterday clarifies punitive damage guidelines issued by the court in 1996. Writing for the majority in the 6-3 decision, Justice Anthony Kennedy said courts must ensure that the measure of punishment is both reasonable and proportionate to the amount of harm done to the plaintiff. He said in general, punitive damages should be no more than 9 times as big as the actual losses suffered by the plaintiff in a case. Robert Peck is president of the Center for Constitutional Litigation, which issued a brief opposing State Farm.
What's new here is that, they're willing to at least salute a potential ratio. Not saying that this is a hard and fast rule, but sort of give a clue to courts that certainly something in those ranges will not be questioned.
Peck notes that the court did allow larger punitive damages when a defendant has committed truly reprehensible conduct, but the court also suggested such cases are rare. The ruling also set new limits on the kinds of evidence juries may consider when awarding damages. Campbell's lawyers had argued that State Farm had a pattern of shortchanging its customers and that jurors could deter such behavior by punishing the company severely. But the court said juries can only consider evidence that directly relates to the cases before them. Victor Schwartz is general counsel of the American Tort Reform Association.
Punitive damages must focus on the harm to the individual. No more corporate trying cases of all wrongdoings they've ever done. It is a very significant ruling that will affect hundreds of punitive damage cases in this country.
Yesterday's ruling was opposed by Justices Scalia, Thomas, and Ginsburg. In her dissent, Justice Ginsburg said it should be up to the states, not the court, to set caps on jury awards, though she said the Campbell Award indicates why such caps may be fitting and proper. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.